This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials say the shooting of two police officers on the same day in Denver is taking a toll on officers throughout Colorado. Denver Division Chief Rick Kyle.
They show up every day, holidays, weekends, despite the extreme threats to their safety that we have seen.
Kyle says bulletproof vests saved the lives of both officers who were shot in their chests. They've been released from the hospital. Suspects in both incidents were also shot, one fatally. The incidents are under investigation. The number of people in Colorado hospitals with confirmed cases of COVID-19 is at one of the lowest levels since the pandemic began. Here's CPR's John Daly.
There are now 81 coronavirus patients hospitalized. That's just four more than the all-time low number recorded last spring. Most utilities tracking COVID-19 report declining levels of the virus samples in wastewater. The leading variant detected is of the XBB variety. Testing is not nearly as widespread as it once was, but the positivity rate is below 5%. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
For the Denver Nuggets, it's game four of the NBA Finals tonight. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Stars Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray turned in 30-point triple-doubles in game three to help Denver regain control of the NBA Finals and home court advantage. It's the first time in NBA history that teammates have accomplished that. Murray describes his chemistry with Jokic as free-flowing.
Whatever we're doing, whatever the defense is doing, we're not fighting it. We're just reacting and playing and flowing right into our offense.
Denver leads the series 2-1, first team to four wins. That means if the Nuggets win tonight, they'll have a chance to be crowned NBA champs as soon as Monday in Denver. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.